Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir Maseches Megillah. We're holding at the bottom of Chaf Gimel Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Hakari b'Torah lo yivikolos mishlosha psukim. We've quoted this halacha earlier in the Gemara a few times, that one who reads in the Torah, meaning an aliyah, cannot be less than three psukim. Lo yikolim b'turgamon yosim pasuk echad. And one cannot read to the translator more than one verse. This was back when the custom, at least in some places, was to have a person translate the verses. And in that case, you read one verse at a time, and then the translator translates. Reason being that we don't want the translator who's translating Baal Peh, translating from memory, to make a mistake in the reading of the Kriyas HaTorah, which is important for knowing what to do. We'll see that the halacha will be different in just a minute in about Navi. But when it comes to Psukim in the Chumash itself, one pasuk at a time, then let him translate and then continue. And the Mishnah continues, as I said, of a Navi Shlosha. And Navi can read three Psukim at a time, and if the translator translates slightly mistaken, we are not too particular because no practical halachas come from it. If in Navi you had these three psukim that you could read at a time, but they are each separate parshias, meaning there's a space in between all of them, the beginning and end of parshias in comes to writing, when it comes to means an end of a paragraph, right? So if they were three, meaning one pasuk of each a paragraph, then you have to read one at a time. Now it says, medalgim navi ve medalgim Torah. You can skip from one place to another that doesn't immediately follow it in Navi, meaning in Haftorah you can do that, but you can't skip in Chumash. You can't start a Kriyas Torah one place and then skip. There are a couple of places to do that. We'll discuss that. Vad kamahu medalig, and until when can you skip, meaning in the case of Navi, seemingly, until when can you skip? Ad kadei shaliyav yivsokam etergamon. You have enough time, yeah, you can take the pause to roll the safer, whatever safer would be, to get to the next spot. You only have enough time to where the Turgamon, the translator, doesn't just stand there waiting in silence. It's not considered kavod to have them, everybody hold sefer, stand there silently, Rashi bring. So, therefore, you only have that much time that it takes for him to read the targum of the pasuk you already read, whatever you left off of, roll quickly, get to the next spot so you can continue reading right when he finishes the translation of the previous pasuk. Yeah. Continues the, or it really starts the Gemara over here. So, that's the Gemara. Honey, Gimel, Psukim, Keneged, Mi. The three Psukim you have to read in Aliyah and Kriyas HaTorah, what are they Keneged? What is that Ramamis to? Amar Avasi, Keneged, Torah, Neviim, Ksuvim. Rather, Sephora, Torah, Neviim, Ksuvim. We also read before another one, Kohen Levi, Yisrael, there are another Pshat they bring. Right now, the Gemara only brings that Pshat. For some reason, doesn't bring the other Pshat that we brought. This should really be a quote from the Gemara. Yeah, from the Mishnah. Meaning, don't read to a term more than one pasuk at a time. But when Navi Gimel Psukim, Navi three, Vimayim Shlosh and Shlosh Parshis Kari Echad. If there are three parshis, read one at a time. Begon. This is in the Haftorah Parshas Shoftim, which comes from Sefer Yeshayahu. It says Kiko Amar Hashem Chinam Nimkartem. That's one pasuk there. The next pasuk and continues after a break in the paragraph, so it's a new paragraph. And then there's another break, the Ata Malifonu Hashem, Ipsukim that come from there. Now there's a two dots. Chor should have been a two dots printed up earlier before I quoted the Mishnah, or some, generally when the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, that's what happens. Now, why is it that if there's three separate paragraphs, you have to only run at a time? What does it make a difference? So what they bring, as he brought in the name of the Ran and the Meiri, is that being each one is a separate subject, like a separate Indian, you don't have to read one at a time. Now, even though it doesn't sound like that, but the fact that they were spaced separately means that each one has a separate idea to it, and you read one at a time. Okay, here's the Gemara. Medagim in Navi and Medagim in Torah. The halacha stated in the Mishnah was, you can skip only in Navi, not in Chumash. Yeah? So it says, Vermini, there's a stirtzis, Kari Achrimos. It says in the Mishnah Numa that part of the service of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was to read portions in the Torah itself. He would go read an Achrimos, yeah, the Ach Ve'asor, and then he would go read a different part. Ach Ve'asor is in Parshas Emor, a little bit later, right? Achrimos Kedosh Emor, two Parshas later, not too far away. Why you skip? You skip even in Chumash. So what do you mean in the Mishnah where you can skip only in Avi and not in Chumash? You see, you can skip in Chumash also. But how come a dalek? He's skipping. Amar Abaye, Lokasha. Kan b'kidei sheyivso katurgamon, v'kan b'kidei shelo yivso katurgamon. No question. The rule that we said in the Mishnah about Navi, that you can only skip a Navi short a period of time, enough that the Torgamon will be able to finish his translation. They shouldn't be left standing there silently. That rule, Abaye is Mechadesh, also applies to Chumash. When is it that the Mishnah is saying you cannot skip in Chumash? If it skips so much, that the Torgamon will be left standing there. But if you'll move quickly enough, the Torgamon won't finish translating what you had previously read, then you can skip even in Chumash. The Gemara says, V'hala katani. It could be that those words in the Girsa don't exactly match. Some people take it out. But it's taught in the Mishnah, Medalgim and Avi, Medalgim and Torah, Vad Kamahu Medalig, Akadesh Le Yusagot Torgamon. Clearly, the Mishnah is saying that you don't skip in Chumash, you do skip in Navi, and until when can you skip is referring to Navi. It's giving a shir about skipping in Navi. It's giving this exact shir that you can't skip for so long, can't have such a break that the Torgamon were left standing there quietly. So Michlal, the Bitura Klal Kolo, doesn't that imply that in Chumash there's no skipping at all? Even if you would restrain your skipping, to a small amount like that, you still can't skip in reading from the Torah. Ella, so the Gemara has to throw out that chiluk. El Amar Abaye, Lo Kasha, Kambin, and Echad, Kamishte Inyonos. Here is when it's in one Inyan. When it's in one Inyan, you can skip. Meaning, when it's the same subject matter, you can skip. And really now, it seems in Chumash, perhaps it could even be a longer period of time. Because at this point, we're not applying the idea of Kadeshi Yivsak HaTurgaman to Chumash. But we are saying, at least, that if it's one inyan, you can skip. If it's two inyanos, you're not allowed to skip. I would suggest that maybe there's a svara that you still do apply the time limit of Kadesh Yisrael HaTurgamon, because it doesn't make sense that the skipping inyan in Navi would be more chomer than it would be in Chumash. But this is a svara, again, from the plain reading of the Gemara, you don't necessarily have that implication. And now the Gemara says, Vatanya. Vatanya here is not as usually as Akasha, but it's a proof, a nichusa. The Braisa says, "Medalgim b'Torah be'inin echad." You can skip in the Torah in one inin. V'navi b'shnei inyanim. Yeah, and a navi you can skip even more meikel. You can change from one inin to a different inin. Kan v'kan b'chadei shi'usag haTorah. Now the Gemara says, "Refresh what I was debating." It says that in any event, you only have as much time as the Torgamon will be able to finish his translation, and then he would stop. That's the time period that you have. We're concerned about that in both Navi and Chumash. But in Navi, we have another etzer that you can go from one inning to another. We don't have that etzer in reading from the Torah. Tani Idach, it could be the word Tani Idach also taken out here, but it says, Ein medalgin min Navi la Navi. You cannot skip from one sefer of Navi to another. But v'navi shel shneim asar, meaning trei asar, then the sefer of the 12 prophets. Yeah, in those Nevi'im medalik, you could skip from one to another. However, you cannot skip from the end of one sefer to the beginning. I mean, it comes out reading backwards in a certain way. That you can't do even within Trei Asar. Okay, so we came out with pretty good clarity on this. Now, the thing, so I would answer it up by Yom Kippur, that reading, those are both Inyanim of Yom Kippur. That was pretty straightforward. Rashi, interestingly enough, brings, when you're talking about two Inyanim, where you can't skip from one name to another, he says, Kegon v'parshas Negayim v'parshas Zavin. I'm like, Negayim to Zavin. I don't know why Rashi chooses that exact example. There are many two different parshas in the whole Chumash. There's parshas of everything. Perhaps Rashi's coming to go against a certain Havamina. Maybe you would say Negayim and Zavin are quite similar. They're both types of tuma. They both have a process of tahara to them. They both are on the body of a person. This is my own thoughts, but maybe that's why Rashi is coming to tell you. Then that is also called two parshios, even if they would be similar. Perhaps that's what is going on. By the way, there is, I mentioned before, what's nowadays, we skip one very famous form we skip is any fast day in the afternoon, in the morning in the afternoon, we read Vayechal. And Parsha Kisisa, this week's Parsha, as it happens to be, how can we skip there? Now, we're continuing in the same inyan, actually skipping something unrelated. So, Chora, that is probably why it's going to be okay. We're actually continuing the narrative. It's something, there are a certain part of it that is skipped, but there's no, you know, the part that we want to focus on, Hashem's mercy, is the Dafka being written. That's what they bring, is that this Gemara is actually out there for that. Generally, I forgot to mention that the hetzer for skipping around, if you're on one inyan, is that the people aren't going to be so confused. The whole reason we didn't want to skip around stam from one inyan to another is that a person cannot be settled and listening like that. It doesn't go well. Rashi's words, Shashomea es hakofet mokom mokom ein libo miyushav lishma, a person is not settled to be able to listen to random changes in topics. So if you retain one topic, it seems to be okay. Continues the next Mishnah. Amaftir benavi hu poris al shema. This means the person that got maftir which is for some reason seem as kind of a negative. Probably because he got the aliyah that doesn't really count in the necessary aliyahs of the day. So if he got maftir, he is allowed to paras al shema. He's allowed the kavod of going to mevotz of the tzibor in this idea that they used to do back in the day, where one person would get up and say kaddish and baruch and say part of the first baruch of shema and shema. That was seen as a more mechubadig thing. He would get that. But who overly say ateva? Any davar in the amid, meaning to say, if there's not the paras al shema thing happening and there's a minyan happening, musaf, so he would daven from the amid. That is a halacha I've heard quoted even today. The person who gets maftir is supposed to be offered the amid for musaf. Right? Is kapov, and we say he should duchan. So there are people who take this out because that seemingly has nothing to do with maftir or navi or the shliach sibor. It's just dependent on some of the coin. yeah, it's seemingly that would be difficult to understand how that would go in this part of the Mishnah. You have himay katan. Aviv or Rabbo over El Yodav. If the one who got maftir was a cotton, because Mikir didn't, a cotton could really get maftir, so his father or his Rav, he should take the covet of being the Shliach Sibor of Horus Al-Shma for him. Cotton Kor B'Torah or Matargim, cotton is allowed to be the Baal Kore and the Matargim, although in Horus Al-Shma. I can't do Horus Al-Shma, which involves saying Baruch Hu, involves being most of them in the Kedusha of that part of the first Bracha of Kriyashma, so you can't do that. And he can't also daven from the Amid be motzi them, because that also has kedusha in it, which is something he be motzi them. And he's not mechuyevin. Beno notzi is kapov. Sounds like a kohen. Katan who's a kohen is not allowed to birkas kohanim. But Rashi brings that the issue is that the tzibur should be submitting to the bracha of a katan. Similarly, that would imply, at least I would think it would apply, that if there are other adult kohanim there, he's allowed to join them. Pocheach. A pocheach we're going to translate as someone who's not wearing proper pants. Doesn't mean he's barefoot. Rashi brings that it's from a quote that he says it's defined as kol shekara of nirin. You can see like his thighs, his legs. So he is allowed to paras al shema. He's allowed this covet of being the one who goes up and says kadosh baruch hu, etc. From a targum, he can also do a targum. Although in a kari b'torah, he cannot be the baal kari. They know everything of tev. He can't do a proper shliach fibor. The emotion, the whole tefillah, repeating whole chazaras hashad. Eronosei's kapov is also not allowed to duchan like that. Yeah, the plain reason probably being that it's going to be distracting for the people. That may lead to an issue. He has to not be like, in any way that will grab the attention of everybody. All the brachas of Birkas Kohanim are going on. Says Suma Paris Hashma. Suma is allowed to do Paris Hashma. From a targem, it can be the one translating. Rabbi Huda Omer Kosh L'Arom Me'Oris Miyamav Eino Paris Hashma. Rabbi Huda disagrees that anyone who never saw the luminaries can be Paris Hashma. Perhaps we'll see why, but I would initially think why is because the whole first bracha of Kriyashma is thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu Yotzeor V'Arichoshech, thanking him for the luminaries, and if he didn't have any benefit from them, it's not appropriate that he should be the one representing everybody for that thanks. again, we'll see hopefully more about this in the Gemara. Now, what's interesting over here, they bring a kasha that people ask if maftir happens obviously later on in the davening than shema. So, what does it mean the one that got maftir is going to be paras al shema when the next day? So perhaps they explain the Rashi means the one who is. Rashi says straight out, one who normally gets maftir in the Navi, he is generally one who gets the covet of paras al shema, and thereby that takes away that question. And about the question I mentioned before that everybody, every kohen in shul does birkas kohanim. So what does it mean the one who gets maftir does that? So it could be that the vort is that he would, if you read that girsa, it could be that he's the one who reads the words over to the Kohanim. It could be that's a certain kavod. And the Turi Evan, interestingly enough, gives a very different pshat that the case of the Mishnah is talking about a basic kinesis that's only Kohanim. If that would be the case, then you need a Yisrael to be the one to respond to main. Everybody else is doing things. So it means that this guy who does maftar all the time, he gets that privilege. Again, I saw some that would say that the girsa doesn't read it altogether. Yeah. Okay. And they bring Tosus says Refairish, what I said before, that the inyan of a cotton not being able to do Birkas Kohanim is only when he's the only one there. Yeah, that's Rashi's Mashma also. this other thing. Okay. Continue with a little bit of the Gemara. My time. Yeah. What is the reason? What is the reason for what? What do they understand? My time is a little bit vague. But Rav Papa, Amar Mishum Kavod. We can't understand from the answer. Rav Papa says, because of Kavod. Rashi says the story is that the person who's going to daven from the Amid, being that, why does this guy get mafter, who can arguably get mafter, goes daven from the Amid? Rashi's lesson is, being that his mamsi atzma ledavar she'enu kavodo, he allowed himself to be present for something that wasn't his Kavod. So they made him that he can do a bishliach fibor because somebody is a Kavod. So that's what I said before, that interestingly enough, he consented to read the Haftorah, which was something that was not an honor. So seemingly the Haftorah is not an honor because, as I said before, he's not one of the people that was Mechuyev to have that Aliyah. Seven Aliyahs are Mechuyev, and he wasn't. Yeah, continues the Gemara, Rav Shimi Amar Mishum to Asilin Suya. He says a different reason. Shimi says that because people will come to fight. And they say, there'll be a machlokes that will come about. If the guy says, I get the maftir, and you, other guy, get to go daven from the Amid, we don't want a fight to happen. We give him both. The Gemara says, my benai, what would be the practical nafkamina between those two reasons? Ik benayu, the difference would be, the avid bichinam, where he did it for free. It was a commonplace practice that people got paid for different services that they did in shul, more so even than what we do today. So, if he did it for free, meaning to say, if the shliach sibor is someone who generally davens from the Amid, for free, so according to the second teretz, Rav Rashimi, the second teretz, Rav Rashimi, so being that the shliach sibor is not getting paid, the person who got maftir is no reason to replace him. There's not going to be any fight, meaning to say that if the person would be getting paid, so for it would be, you know, the person getting mafter would say, I get mafter, I take this downside, and then you get to be shliach sibor and get paid. Apparently, it would start a fight. Apparently, Gemara is understanding that if the shliach sibor is not getting paid, the mafter has no need to replace him to take away that potential for a fight. There won't be any fight. But according to Rav Papa, that held that he made himself available for something that was not a covet, need to give him a covet to replace that. So it's still the case. Still a case like that. It seems like Rav Rashimi doesn't learn this whole thing that the maftir is a lack of is something that's not honorable, and it's just a matter of like competing covets. It doesn't seem like he holds to that first reason. The Seder. That was what the Gemara said. My benayu, you can benayu the avid bechinam if you do it for free. We'll continue just a few lines. Tanan. Mishnah said, if you might cotton aviv a rabbi over in al yado, right? It says that if it was a cotton who got the maftir, so the father or the rebbe goes and be the shliach sibor in his stead, if you say the reasoning that you're giving him to go to be a shliach sibor is because to stop the potential for strife, cotton bar in suyehu, a cotton is someone who's going to fight. Doesn't make any sense. He's not going to get into a fight with a gadol who's going to die from the omen. Alamai mishum kavod. Right? But we say if the reason is because of the kavod, that the maftir was a lack of kavod and giving to be shliach sibor to increase his kavod, cotton bar kavod, it also isn't so shy after that kavod. Anyway, he's a cotton. He doesn't have that chashivus. Ika kavod aviv kavod rabo. Right? You must say that the kavod that is replacing his lack of kavod that the cotton got will be the kavod given to his father or his rebbe. And memela, that would be why that'd be a good shot. But hachanami, then you could say back, ika mitsuya avi mitsuya rabo. Then it could be the other reason is also good, because who would fight with the shliach sibor? The father or the rebbe of the cotton who got maftir. So both reasons it would apply. There's no raya from the Mishnah, seemingly one way or the other. Thank you very much. Mr. Hashem will continue.